This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth. And before, did you just hit your microphone?
I did.
Billy just hit himself in the face with his iPad.
Yes.
How does that happen? He goes, like somebody else did it.
No.
Like, how dare you hit me, myself?
I'm sighing at myself.
How'd you just hit, did you hit yourself in the glasses?
No, I went to move this up. Closer to my eyeballs.
You wanted it to be millimeters from your eyeball.
Yes. Listen, he's getting elderly.
Getting a little old here.
Wow, sorry, Billy. I was gonna say that I just wanted to let all of our listeners know. I know that we talked about a couple episodes ago when Alexis spilt her beer on my computer.
I'm sure that
everybody is looking for an update, and I would love to give everybody an update that my computer is ruined.
That's right. Don't fuck with me, everyone. I'll take your electronics and your friends and your pets.
My computer, number one, it won't charge. That's the biggest problem. Mm. Computer won't charge, so it's fucked. But then I had Jared try to look at it and fix it, and he opened it up, he was like, ugh. He's like, it fucking reeks of beer. Like,
yeah,
it stinks. And it's like that kind of, you
stale,
know, the smell
stale
of when, like, you used
something's
to go to
ruined
frat parties.
Yeah, like stale bar smell.
Yeah, and then the next day, the beer that's seeping into the old wood floors.
Sure.
I was like, even if my computer worked, I don't want it anymore.
You wouldn't want to be near it.
No, I don't want it.
We've all been beer soaked and we're still loved.
That computer will find a nice home.
It won't, because it doesn't turn
in
on
the
anymore.
Trash.
Yeah, in the trash it goes.
Sorry. So, you know, it is a casualty of hard work and needing a libation while you're working to get through
it. You know what? Worth it.
And you handled it like a classy lady. I was like, I am so sorry. Jack was like, it's an accident. Accidents happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's because of technology and none of my shit's saved on my computer. All of this stuff is in Dropbox
the cloud,
and then my Adobe Suite. You just log in and put it on a different computer, and you're good to go.
It is a relief like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just expensive, but you know, accidents happen.
Accidents happen, and repercussions happen, which is what that
monetary.
Was. Sure. We live and we learn.
We live and learn.
No drinks on the table anymore.
Yes.
Nope. New rule. Billy, what day is it today?
All right, today is August 5th, and in 1962. Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her home in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Where was her place?
Brentwood?
Oh.
She allegedly probably... No, I think Billy maybe told me this. She had an apartment within like two blocks of here that was she was kept for her to meet her mister.
Oh, really?
Secretly.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe it was the building on Lottie Place. If you Google, it's just one block from here over west. Lodi Lottie, L-O-D-I is the name of the street. It's my understanding that she had an apartment over there where she would have her secret
rendezvous. Interesting.
So the LAPD looked around and quickly said her death was caused by an overdose of sedative drugs. And as we talked about last week with the dark day about Princess Diana, a lot of people think that her death was no accident.
So we are
going to be talking about that later in True Crime.
Before we continue, we have to say it was Billy's birthday 2 days ago.
Oh, Billy!
Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
August 2nd. So if any of you guys want to send your True Crime festive energy over to this birthday guy, now's the time.
Yes.
What was your birthday wish?
To not have any more birthdays, but still keep on living.
Oh.
All right. Weirdo. Way to take
Do you not want to have a celebration or like a drink or a cheers for your birthday?
We're going to talk about this in the stand.
In the stand.
I'm going to be standing in the stand. Yes.
In the stand.
So I just did two teasers.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Well, wait for True Crime Rewind and wait
a
for
true the storytelling savant.
Yes. Exactly. I'm regularly Howard Stern.
I cannot wait. I am on pins and needles.
Same.
Waiting for what is going to be said. So we might as well get into it. So we've got some bitching to do.
Hard bitching.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Each week, each of us are bringing a person, place, thing, idea, whatever the hell we want to bring to the stand. We're either prosecuting it or defending it. And then at the end, the other two will vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And then we bring it to all of our firsties on Instagram to vote. Because honestly, sometimes I feel like we get it wrong.
Majority rules. Frankly,
majority rule. No, I mean, like, I feel like us three, I know there's three of us, so we're kind of, we're like leveled out.
We're like a democracy here.
But sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong.
We have a very skewed and very specific view on the world that sometimes we need to be like hip checked into reality.
Yes.
And we have very focused interests. Yeah. We've all been friends a long time. Like, we do sometimes need some perspective.
I did like that you just used a hockey reference saying that we need to get hip checked into reality. That was great.
Hip checked? Did you say that?
Yes, she did. She said that.
I don't even know why I said that.
She didn't even know she said that.
No, I know.
Do you remember saying that?
Where am I? No, I know what hip checking is, but hip checking can apply to other things besides hockey.
But it's a hockey reference.
Or soccer.
Oh, I've never heard it before. So,
well, I played on a hardcore soccer team. And Rita, if you're listening, the Cyclones were hip-checking left and right.
We were hip-checking left and right.
Who wants to go first?
Billy, you should birthday.
I'll go first.
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy.
I'm putting birthdays on the stand. Do you know why?
I'm sorry. Birthday celebrations?
Birthday celebrations. Yes. Okay. Obviously, birth is great. Yes, fine. But
birth is great.
It's not communal enough. Cool. You're focusing on one person. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to have fun on your birthday.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is not... And I know this comes a lot from, we've talked about this a little bit, me being a summer baby and
baby
and not having a summer boy.
And not that's even sick. Worse.
No, not boy.
And not, you
summer
know,
man. And then sounds like a cologne.
And then having
summer man.
And then like having that. A birthday party and then having, you know, three people show up.
Have you ever had a birthday party?
Yes. But then they show, you know, I'm talking about, you know, when I was a kid. And then you invite all your friends, but you know they're all at camp. You know they're all at camp. So then it's just like your cousin and four other people, you know, and then, you know, you get a couple of, you know, Stormtrooper action figures and then that's it. You go wallow in your... I have so many sad pictures of me in the summer in particular. I don't like the summer. I don't like my birthday. I don't like anything. And I don't think anybody else should have a birthday. Celebrate all the communal ones like Christmas, Hanukkah.
Those aren't birthdays.
July 4th.
Jesus' birthday.
Yes, and Santa Claus's birthday, too.
First of all, no, Billy, I want to stop you right there. Your weird, like, summer poor me thing, I was you, but in December, at least it's warm.
Yeah, but with you in December, though, it's not like anybody was away. They could still go to your party.
Everyone was away for Thanksgiving. Always. Mm. It's worse because then it's cold and even your cousins don't come over because no one can get there because of the snow.
I believe you told me once about a party that you had that like hundreds of people went to your house.
But that was my sweet 16 and my dad got a keg. Hundreds.
Wow.
Hundreds.
Wow.
No,
okay.
I mean, my problem was never people coming to my birthday.
Oh.
This isn't about me, though. It's your birthday.
No, it's not about me. Exactly. See,
listen,
this is what happens.
I just got a bubble in my throat. I understand. I also hate birthdays. I hate the attention. Mm-hmm. I hate the disappointment because you're always expecting something. Even when you're not expecting it, you're expecting something. And then the birthday is always kind of depressing and sad and like anxious ridden and a letdown.
I don't know. This year on your birthday, or was it last year? The year I showed up dressed as a unicorn?
That was last year. And I cried for like 4 hours.
I know, but I tried to lighten the mood. I showed up with like balloons in a unicorn.
Yeah, well, that was a COVID birthday. Everybody had a bad COVID birthday for the most part. But I understand that, especially as you get older, you know, it feels weird. How much is there to really celebrate? Your friend group gets smaller. But I think as long as you're doing something and your expectations are low.
Appropriate.
Then you're good to go.
Let me quote, because this show is such a friend of the show Seinfeld. Well, birthdays are merely symbolic of how another year has gone by and how little we've grown.
What show is that from?
Seinfeld.
Oh, I thought you said it was a friend of Seinfeld.
No.
Didn't sound like anyone on Seinfeld.
No matter
said
how
it.
Desperate we are,
you
that
gotta
someday.
Take who are you doing?
I'm
do
doing.
Tone.
I'm doing Jerry. When Jerry
on a
was
bit?
No, when Jerry was supposed to be acting serious because George's girlfriend thought he was so funny.
We're getting too meta.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, they're sitting at the table at the restaurant, and Elaine is there. Mm-hmm. I do know.
Happy birthday. No such thing.
Okay, so Billy hates birthdays.
I'm gonna say not guilty.
I go back and forth about this.
I love birthdays. I did nothing this year on my COVID birthday, and I still had a great time. I had a party the year before that, and I had a great time. I can go away for the weekend. I just like being alive. It's a gift to keep aging.
That is very true.
You know?
I have realized as I've gotten older, I've definitely been better about doing things on my birthday that I enjoy.
That you actually want to do.
Rather than doing things that I feel like I should do.
To appease others who it's not their birthday.
No. Mm-hmm. So birthdays, and honestly, I fucking love when my birthday is. May 14th, great birthday because
great
I
weather.
Love summer. Mm-hmm. And it's just the beginning of the best few months of the year. So like I'm stoked when it happens, even if I am getting a year older. And honestly, your 30s are fucking dope. So
yes.
I'm thriving.
I love 30s. Birthdays, not guilty.
Not guilty.
Guilty.
Okay.
How'd that work out for you?
Let's hear it from the peeps. I'm going to go next. Now, this is something that I've had many people ask me to put on the stand before, and I'm finally bringing it to the stand. It's something that I love, that many hate, that many talk shit about, but like, honestly, don't knock it till you try it.
Ooh, this is going to get good.
Birkenstocks.
Oh no, I have like some white ones in my cart that I want for summer.
Oh.
I love Birkenstocks.
So I don't really understand where all the Birkenstock hate came from.
Came from the Dave Matthews Band, I think.
No, I think that
is it because it's like a granola hippie kind of thing?
Yes, because they're the most comfortable shoe and a practical shoe, and people I think just associate them with like non-feminine activities and shit. But I think that's bullshit.
I mean, I personally love my Birkenstocks. They're like $90. They last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Your feet mold to them after a while. They're made out of like amazing leather that just like hugs your feet. It's like a nice little warm hug.
Oh.
And when it gets cold out in the LA winters, you just put on a little sock.
I'm going to order some when we get done here tonight.
Like a sock and stock is my favorite thing in the world. And honestly, they're fashionable.
That's right.
When you make them your own.
You tell them.
I do. And I love them. And I truly feel my own in them. And I hate all the hate that they're getting because I feel like they're fantastic shoes.
Not guilty.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, it's all about, it's like people hating on, you know, the parrot heads and stuff. It's people hating
on the, who?
The Jimmy Buffett fans.
Oh.
It's people that, like, it seems like when you're wearing them, you're slacking.
What do we call Creed fans?
Creed?
Or no, what is it? Nickelback fans?
Backers.
Ooh.
Nickelbackers.
Yeah. Oh my God, amazing.
So, you know, I think it shows that, like, oh, you're not really taking, you know, you're not serious. You're not, you know, you're basically a beach bum. That's what that's saying.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Think but it's the same as Birkenstocks.
But I think there's a little bit more of a hippie element to it. But yeah, I mean, there's a great line from somebody throws something at Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, and he said, like, and this guy's such an idiot, he threw a Birkenstock. You know, it's just like, it's one of those things where punk rockers don't like it.
Yeah.
No, it's like vegans. It's like, it's the same sort of like association that people have with that stuff, which is ridiculous because Birkenstocks are awesome.
Well, it's not even that. They're just extremely comfortable. So
I want some.
I would just implore, I don't think this is the right word to use, but I would implore
you
everyone.
Also,
well,
yeah, no, I think that's right.
Okay, I'm using that correctly.
You're doing great.
Just give them a go. It's summertime. You know, if you have like, if you need a new sandal, they honestly go with everything.
I don't need convincing.
Get them.
I'm convinced.
Birkenstock, sponsor me.
Yes.
Please.
The woman, the people's shoe, the people. By Jack Vanek.
Honestly, and well, I'll bring Crocs to the stand at some point, but like, I don't know. If somebody wants to do a collab with me, I won't say no. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Okay.
Like, I've ever seen this guy in a sandal.
No.
Men shouldn't wear sandals for the most part.
Except for those are all hairy.
But you know how good the Birkenstocks are? Jared keeps being like, should I get Birkenstocks?
Oh, I particularly don't. I don't like them because I don't like, I need my foot snug with something. And then like with the back as it goes up, I'm not into it.
You don't like a
I don't like that. No.
A flop.
No. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Makes me feel alive.
Don't like that at all.
Not guilty. Okay.
Alexis?
All right. So in keeping with Billy's birthday theme, I'm putting on the stand, what do they call them? Sometimes they call it the Irish goodbye. Sometimes they call it just the fade.
Yes.
On the subject of birthday parties, you're at a big birthday party. It's your birthday, in fact. And then you're having this engaging conversation with a friend you haven't seen in a long time. And someone taps you on the shoulder and says, I have to go. Bye. And like takes moments from you to tell you they're leaving early or whatever, which is not comfortable. You don't want anyone to leave early.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're spiraling thinking, is my party not fun? Mm-hmm. How rude. Like, meanwhile, I'm drunk and I wouldn't have noticed if you would not even come to my party. So definitely don't tell me when you're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm saying leaving without saying goodbye. Very certain exceptions apply, of course. Like if you haven't even said hello yet, you should probably do that before you leave, right? So there are, of course, caveats here. But I think generally speaking, we should all be okay with the Irish goodbye or the fade or whatever we call it.
I'm trying to look up like the PC version of it. It's just the ghost.
The ghost.
The ghost. Okay. Yes. I will put a caveat in there. I do love the Irish goodbye. Unless you went with you came with people.
And you ditch them.
Or if you just, you know, because we always say that, like, if you go out with four people, you should leave with four people. Safety-wise, this is still
a true
crime adjacent
podcast. I see
you
stumbling around the streets of L.A. all the time.
All the time.
Yourself.
I know, but,
literally.
You know, but here's the thing, is that I showed up by myself, though.
Oh.
I know, but it's not safe.
I'm not saying it's safe.
Although,
or not,
he's a man. He's fine.
Get a taser. They are our sponsor.
Yes.
Now, So tasers are good. And I really do have a pink one.
So my thoughts about this, and I don't know if you've already said this cause I was trying to look up like the proper term for it, but, I love it.
Me too.
I love just a ghosting away from a party because nobody deserves a goodbye.
And also no one wants you to interrupt what they're doing. If they're socializing, like no one wants to say goodbye to you. Everyone's drinking.
It's a very narcissistic thing to think that everybody wants your goodbye as you're leaving.
Yeah.
Like you should just peace the fuck out. Nobody really cares unless honestly it was like somebody's birthday party or like somebody invited you to an event and
it's very small. You should say goodbye to a room. You don't need to go person to person.
Not even a room, but maybe the person that invited you to something.
Yes. Like no one cares. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
No.
It's been fun. Happy birthday to me. Don't say goodbye.
Yeah. Literally don't care.
Yeah. Guilty. Not guilty. Irish goodbye, fade, ghost. any other inappropriate name for it that I'm not missing. I don't know, guys. I don't want to hear any offense. I'm Irish. It's fine.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Please do it more. I don't want to say goodbye to you. It's too awkward.
Or hello. Don't come.
Or hello.
My birthday party's canceled.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some True Crime Rewind.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Now for another segment of True Crime Rewind.
Low energy.
What? Stop it. I will pick it up. Stop it. I'm talking about a death of a woman, a national treasure.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So
a here, few decibels up, Billy.
Now we're talking about,
it didn't even work this time. He's like immune to it.
Yeah. We are talking about Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe died on this day. I want to read to you what the Los Angeles Times wrote the next day. And this is how they couch this. And I want to get your
reactions
to it. A couple things that they said. This is the lead. This is the first thing that they write. Marilyn Monroe, a troubled beauty who failed to find happiness as Hollywood's brightest star, was discovered dead in her Brentwood home of an apparent overdose of sleeping pills Sunday. So they go straight to like the happy. It's such an odd lead for a news story.
I mean, they go straight to offend her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't even been dead for 24 hours and you're fucking making digs at her.
Isn't this when this like culture was born? Just like the crazy headline. It was sort of like
it was probably one of the first, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just this
like
era.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
So here's another thing that they said. You know, they talk about how an empty bottle that contained 5 Nebutal capsules, which is for insomnia. She had just got that prescription 2 or 3 days ago from her doctor, by the way. So this is another line here. It was learned that medical authorities believe Miss Monroe had been in a depressed mood recently. She was unkempt and in need of a manicure and pedicure, indicating listlessness and a lack of interest in maintaining her usually glamorous appearance, the authorities added.
Sorry, they're talking about a corpse
body. Or she's just between manicures and had to go like the next day.
That is fucking insane.
Sexist.
It's so offensive.
So, like, oh, she didn't get her nails done, so she's unkempt.
This is what law enforcement said.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world at this point, too. Yeah,
literally the most beautiful woman in the world.
She needed a manicure and pedicure, and that indicated listlessness and a lack of interest in maintaining her usually glamorous appearance.
I'm so disgusted.
We are going to talk about the theories because this story being this is how theories get started.
Right.
People are always going to think that something, if somebody big is murdered or dies, they're always going to think something's behind it. And we get that. It's a natural reaction. But when you start this crap right in the beginning, people are going to look at that and go, they were already starting the cover up. So the first theory surrounds a family that is subject to more conspiracy theories than anyone else in American history, which is the Kennedys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she apparently was having affairs with both JFK and Bobby Kennedy. Now, it was said that like JFK kind of gave her to Bobby.
She was apparently, according to probably somebody on the Kennedy side, was getting to be too much for him. So he kind of like gave him off to Bobby Kennedy to sort of take care of. But with JFK and Marilyn Monroe, they had a very like sexual relationship, whatever. And then when her and Bobby started having their own affair, because he was already also married, theirs was more emotional and more than sex and like all this kind of stuff. So she actually fell more in love with Bobby Kennedy than she did with JFK, which was interesting.
Yes. So Bobby Kennedy was actually in LA the night before.
Which was theorized for a while, but I feel like I think it was her housekeeper that said it recently, like admitted it that he was actually there.
Yes. And they had a fight.
The night she died.
Yes.
How convenient.
Yes.
And I also think it was Bobby who had the apartment for her over here.
Oh.
Not JFK.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And Bobby was always, as far as idealists go, people loved Bobby way more than JFK. You know, so there was also this idea of a diary that, here's where it starts to get off the rails a little bit, that was given to Marilyn by President Kennedy that had international secrets, including a detailed plan to kill Fidel Castro.
And this was like it was called like the red book, the little red book or
Why
something like that.
Why would he give that to her?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he gave it to her. I think it was her diary that she was documenting. She was just writing a diary, but she was also like, okay, well, I'm getting all these fucking government secrets. I'm going to put those in there for blackmail because both JFK and Bobby were treating her like fucking garbage, right? Like they're just treating her like a piece of meat. And she was like, okay, well, I'm going to gather all this shit on you to expose you one day. And it's all in my little red book.
Ooh, I need one of those.
The Little X Book.
Maybe.
coming to the merch store soon, the Little X Book.
Yeah, you do.
So now the Sydney Morning Herald talks about that there was an FBI document that was partially redacted that came out in the 2000s that talked about Bobby Kennedy being complicit in a plot to induce her suicide. Right. Basically got her to a point where everybody was involved, including the doctor, to give her pills. So because he knew eventually she would take a bunch of them and then take her own life.
Yeah.
It's like putting a loaded gun in someone's house. If you know, we'll never know all the circumstances or characteristics of her life at that time. But some people can be very persuasive.
Well, and it's not even that. She was depressed like her entire life. She had anxiety.
Really
she
life,
was
right?
like... Yeah, she had a lot of mental health issues and she was addicted to drugs and she was drinking a lot. So it was like she was very susceptible for something like that happening at that time.
Yeah. Part of the document said Marilyn expected to have her stomach pumped out and get sympathy for her suicide attempt. Yeah. So that came out. Now, there also was another one that the CIA did it.
Yeah. Well, basically, so at the time of her death, the FBI, the Kennedys, the mob and maybe the CIA, I might be wrong, they were all wiretapping her house. They're all wiretapping her house. They're all wiretapping her phone calls. So basically everybody's fucking watching her, and everybody at that time pretty much had motive to, she had shit on fucking everybody, and everybody was either using her, could have been using her as a pawn to get back at somebody else, or everybody had a reason to not want her around.
I wish we knew more. What an interesting time.
Yeah. No, they said that the CIA would want her dead to get Kennedy back for the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Exactly.
Which really kind of doesn't make sense.
Does the CIA get people back? Don't they just take people out? Like, I don't. Yeah, we'll show him. No,
yeah, revenge.
We'll show him by not hurting him. You know, like saving his marriage. Like, I don't know. I don't really see that as a motive for the CIA.
It wasn't the CIA, but it was the FBI. So J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI at the time. And so he had all this shit on Marilyn. Wow. I cannot speak right now. A couple of drinks.
A couple of drinks to do that.
And he thought that exposing her for everything that she knew and had on everybody else would advance his career. So everybody was literally just looking out for themselves and using her as a pawn in their own shit to get back at other people, or to literally try to get rid of her in the Kennedys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Place. Exactly. Yeah. And that's why they were saying that the mafia did it, too. They said that Jimmy Hoffa and Sam Giancana killed her to get the Kennedy family out of the mafia's hair.
Yeah. I mean, she was just connected to everybody. When she was dating Frank Sinatra, it's like he's connected to fucking every powerful, scary person out there. So it was like, what a position to be in.
Sure.
Yes. So whatever you... Oh, there was also one other thing that I think you dug up that she was going to expose aliens.
Yeah. And it was funny because when I was looking this up, it was in... Do you remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about aliens because we were talking about Tom DeLonge, and there was this documentary that I watched with like all of these like really like government officials, and it was called Unacknowledged. So in this documentary, allegedly, and I hadn't watched it in a while, but this is where it came from. It said that Marilyn Monroe was murdered by the CIA because she knew the truth about Roswell and she planned to reveal it all.
I hope that's the truth.
Honestly, again, I don't know if I've said this in the podcast, but she had planned to have a press conference the Monday after she got murdered to basically expose...
Or died.
Or...
Allegedly, maybe, probably.
After the weekend that she got murdered, because she planned to expose all of the stuff that was allegedly in her little red book.
Yes.
So whether that is UFO... Roswell information, or you know, all of the other shit that she could have fucking had on people.
Yeah, and this one guy said that during pillow talk, Kennedy was trying to impress her by saying like, I have a piece of debris from a UFO.
Oh my god,
how great is that?
I've heard worse, like like bullshit. Guys are like, so hey, can I have your number? I have my fucking James Dean's Aston Martin. Like, yeah, okay. Give me a fucking break, guys.
Well, I mean, this kind of also goes back to, I mean, this is sort of a similar situation as the Princess Di conversation that we had last week. But like, people cover shit up.
And lie.
And lie.
And cheat.
And honestly.
And deceive.
I mean, she had like a hold of a lot of these very powerful men. And men are fucking idiots.
Idiots.
And will do anything to impress a woman.
Yeah.
Probably tell them some top
lies.
Secret information.
That's right.
No, not even that. She probably knew so much shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She probably knew shit. Also, they're drinking like martinis at Musso and Frank's up the street. Like, you know, they're all shit-faced wandering around. There was no tabloids or ways for things to get out. Like, no internet for emails to be forwarded. Like... It was sort of like, hey, I'll tell you this. Fucking try to prove it.
And
if
also,
you repeat it.
And I can fucking silence you in a second.
Yes.
And there's no internet to try to dig it up. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the scary shit.
I can pay the coroner to say one thing and it stops there.
Yep.
Well, and that did happen. And also, after her death, when all of the wiretapping that was going on, when they finally went into her apartment, or I'm not sure exactly where she died, her house or whatever, all the wiretaps are gone. So it's like, it was so easy to remove shit back in the day.
Yeah. Well, whatever you believe, we lost an eye because she was 36 years old.
Wow.
Oh my God.
36.
Still hot. She had it. She still had it.
Same age as Princess Diana.
Oh, really?
And of course, the two are linked forever because of the Elton John song, Candle in the Wind. Because you remember when that came out, that's the song that they were playing, and that's the song that he reworked the lyrics of that song to match Princess Di. And they did a video for it and everything.
And why is Marilyn Monroe connected to that song?
Because that song's about Marilyn Monroe.
Huh.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. Thank you. Yeah. I knew that.
Wow. Well, that was a good little dive. Now I want to do a deeper dive because this shit is so fucking interesting.
Not mad at it. I'm pretty intrigued.
Yeah.
But you know what we're also not going to be mad about?
You being bad people.
You being the worst people in the world. That's what's coming
next. In the world.
In the world.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hi, worsties. So before we dive into the worst thing you've ever done segment, I want to remind you to call us and divulge your sins at 323-539-3516. We can't hear your name when you say it. You could always not say it. Make one up. Call yourself Marilyn Monroe or Billy Jensen or Jack Vanek, whatever you want. Your anonymity is safe with us unless you want us to say your name, which has happened. Anyways, we're going to dive right into the worsty-firsty thing.
Worsty-firsty.
My mom actually is the one who got me hooked on y'all's show. So the worst thing I've ever done is confessing this to a show that could be public. She's going to kill me, especially when she finds this out. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know. Anyways, I was in high school, and my first boyfriend and I were dating. My cousin had set me up with him. Was her boyfriend's best friend, and they lived about an hour away from us. We would go see each other on the weekends, and one night we were going to my cousin's house and we're going to spend the night. They had a pool house at their house, so her parents were cool with letting the boys stay in the pool house, the girls in the main house. And honestly, they were super strict, so they would, you know, check in on us throughout the night, make us go to bed at a decent hour, but we could like go to the pool the next day, all hang out, make a weekend of it. It was really fun. Well, my boyfriend and I decided we needed to make a pit stop on the way there, pulled over on the side of the road, did what we had to do, and then my dumbass, and my mom's also going to kill me for saying that on this freaking voicemail. Oh my God, I'm going to be dead. She's my best friend. I'm just kidding. Economy of words. Use an economy of words. I can't. I drove my car into a ditch after this. We did the deed. I drove my car straight, nose-dived into a ditch, back end up in the air. So we had to call my cousin because we were freaking out. We didn't have AAA. We were like, what did we do? Because her dad was in construction. So the only reasonable answer is tell her dad we wrecked the car and he needs to come pull my car out. Well, we're like in the middle of nowhere, pulled over on the side of the road. It's very clear what we were doing. Did I mention he was best friends with my dad? So, I guess he just never told my dad because that boy is alive to this day and I didn't get grounded for the rest of my life. Probably should have, though, because that guy was a moron and I shouldn't have been dating him anyways. I love y'all so much. And, yeah, thanks for listening to my story. Bye.
Girl, you are so lucky you graced him with your presence because you are so funny.
Dude, I just love that we can feel the range of emotions that she felt while she was telling us this story.
Or the first one, she's like, abort. Yes. Nope. Not
she's
doing
like,
it.
I can't do it. Nope. And she's like, oh my God, my mom's going to kill me. I can't help myself. My mom's going to kill me. She's listening to this. Oh my God, I can't help. I have to tell this story. Like, your story
It's good.
What, but it wasn't that bad. Like, you didn't do anything that bad. You're just trying to bone a dude and you ran into a ditch, you know, like a typical Tuesday.
Yeah. Typical Tuesday. But you know what? Your storytelling really does make it. You're
just so cute with your accent.
You're so cute. But you know what? This isn't the worst. I do think I want to know more about the sort of intricacies of this driving into the ditch and at what phase of said scenario you were in. Like, was your foot on the pedal? Were you in drive? Like, how did you end up in the ditch? Were you mid-act?
Yeah.
Like, were you post-act and left it neutral? Like, I want to know the engineering, the mechanical aspects of the ditch fall.
Yes.
So you want a reconstruction of the crime?
Yeah.
I just want to know more, frankly.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we could do a reconstruction.
And I will say this.
We'll put Billy's car neutral and push it off of a ditch.
Fantastic. We need more moms pushing the first degree on their daughters.
I know.
We should do that right now. And daughters pushing the first degree on their moms.
That's right.
I think that's one of the big takeaways from that.
Can't even get my mom to listen to my anything. So,
I mean, you know,
this is my job.
You know, May Vanek's listening to every episode.
Hi, May.
Hi, May.
She said that our Rodney Alcala episode was her favorite.
It was great.
Yes. No, it was a good one. Anyways, I love this story mostly because I could feel your anxiety, caller.
Yeah. No, I think you're fantastic. Happy almost 30th.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And do something worse. That was just teenage living.
I know.
Like, we've all done something like that.
Yes. And let us
know. Maybe not Billy in high school, but me and Jack did.
Let us know if your mom actually did know. And she just never told you.
Yeah, this is actually, I mean, it's the same thing when I'm like, yeah, I totally stole all that vodka from the cabinet and filled it up with water. Yeah. And my parents are like, that was completely full of water.
And yeah. Obvious.
Yeah.
We're adults. We made a martini and it was water.
Yeah. I made 15 martinis and I was sober. Yeah, we know.
We know. We're good.
On to the next.
On to the next. Well, you guys are so good. I love this. Okay, well, it's time for our departing words from the mouth of George Costanza. I don't know what I was doing here. I was scraping the bottom of the barrel for inspiration.
Okay.
This one is called George. No, this one is. Yeah, George is a frenemy. George is a frenemy.
George as a frenemy or George is a frenemy?
Is as.
Okay, whatever.
Your interpretation is the truth.
Okay. Right.
Jerry is the funny one. Jerry has the hair. I'm the short and pudgy one. It really isn't fair. Jerry gets the ladies. Jerry gets the laughs. And Jerry's tall. He's a fucking giraffe. Jerry sleeps in the lane. Jerry has all the fame. I'm penniless, loveless, and I'm totally lame. Jerry has my back and he tells no lies. He's a fantastic friend who I somehow despise. I'm jealous, I'm soulless and insecure. Everyone knows Jerry and I remain obscure. What is the solution to this conundrum I'm in? Pull a Buffalo Bill, kill him and wear his skin.
Oh my God. That was incredible.
It was?
Yes.
That
guys.
Got really dark at the end. I was not expecting that at all.
I saw Silence of the Lambs at Hollywood Forever this weekend. So I think
I love
like,
that inspo.
Did you guys like it? I mean, I wrote it hours ago.
Dude, I mean, you know you do your best work at like the 11th hour you're exhausted.
I feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, thanks, guys. Skin wearing for everyone.
Yes. Skin wearing for all.
Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.